Tu Bishvat, also known as the New Year of the Trees, it's on the 15th day of the month of Shema, month of Shva, which actually is a machokas between Beis Hillel, Beis Shammai, and when is, everyone agrees to the dates, that Tu Bishvat is the 15th day of Shvat, and Rosh Chodesh Shvat is the beginning of Shvat. The Machokes Beis Hillel Beis Shammai is when it's considered the new year of the trees. So Beis Shammai says it's Rosh Chodesh Shvat, and Beis Hillel says 2 weeks later it's on Tu Bishvat. So Gemara only gives us Beis Shammai's reason. The Beis Shammai says because that's when Rov HaGeshamim, when the majority of rain has fallen. So therefore, and hence, that means now, it says Rov of the rain has fallen. And Beis Hillel, the Gemara doesn't say. So the Meiri explains Beis Hillel, and with the Meiri, you can understand the Nekudas HaMachokas between Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai. Meiri says, no, it's when the fruits actually start growing, where it means the sap inside the trees start growing. But so Beis Shammai says Rov Geshamim, once the majority of rain has fallen, so therefore the potential for the sap inside the tree to grow. So therefore, right now it's Rosh Chodesh Le'ilanos. And Beis Hillel says, no, it's not enough to have the potential, they have to actually start growing, so they start growing on the 15th. So this Machokas Beis Shammai Beis Hillel, Rav Zevin has in his Orah LaHalacha, he says, we find this Machokas Beis Hillel, that Beis Shammai goes with the potential, Beis Hillel goes with the reality, we find in many of the disputes. So, to name a couple, there's a machokas regarding Havdalah on Motzoi Shabbos. No, everyone agrees you make Havdalah on Motzoi Shabbos. But there's a machokas besides the Hamavdo ben Kodesh Rucho and Borei Pri Hagafen, they added a bracha on fire. So Beis Shammai says we make the bracha Shabara Maraj in the singular. I go back to Adam HaRishon when there was one Eish. And Beis Hillel says, Borei Ma'orei Eish. Look, we have many different colors here. A little orange, red, yellow. So you make it in the plural. What's the Machokes Beis Hillel Beis Shammai? It's the same Yisod. Beis Shammai is going back to the Yisod, the potential. So originally we had one fire. So we're going back Shabara Ma'orei Eish. Well, Beis Hillel still looks at the reality. Right now you have many fires. We have the famous Machokes Beis Hillel Beis Shammai regarding Chanukah. On Chanukah we have Beis Shammai says you go from 8 to 1, and Beis Hillel says you go from 1 to 8. And the Gemara gives different reasons for each one. So, but what's the Yisod of Machokes? The Beis Shammai says that on the 8th day, on the first day, there's potential to 8 days, and then 7 days. While Beis Hillel says, no, the reality today is the first day, tomorrow is the second. You go by the reality, not by the potential. And in fact, there's another debate regarding fish. So we know there's halacha by fish, they're considered Bali Chai, they're alive, and therefore they're not Makabel Tuma. It's only once they're dead and they become food, they're Makabel Tuma. So everyone agrees to that. While you're alive, you're not Makabel Tuma, and when you're dead, it's food. You are Makabel Tuma. The Machokes Beis Hillel Beis Shammai is at what point are no longer considered a Bal Chai, and you're considered Ochel, you're considered dead. So Beis Shammai says, once you're caught in the nets, that's it. And Beis Hillel says, no, not until you're dead. In other words, Beis Shammai goes with the potential that once you're already caught, you're not getting out. It's unlikely. And therefore, we view right now like a mace. So even though they're technically alive, we view them as dead and it's not Makabel Tuma. Beis Hillel says, no, you're not dead until you're dead. There's still a chance you might get out. And therefore, until they're dead, they still have a status of a Baal Chai. And as well, there are the machlokesim they bring down between Beis Hillel, Beis Shammai. It talks about a woman who assaulted a woman accused of committing adultery. And they're working on the sota process, but the husband dies in the interim. So there's no need to drink it. The question is, does she get the ksuva? In other words, there's a woman, there's certain things, if a woman does, she loses rights to the ksuva. So adultery is one of them, but this isn't proven. So we have a principle in Safek Mamon, it's Hamotzi Mechavero Lav Haraya. Whoever is the Muchzok, whoever is the one, if I'm holding the money and you say I owe you money, so therefore the burden of proof is on you. So who's the burden of proof on? So Beis Shammai says no, that you have that document written out, it's Kakov, it's like the woman owns it, and therefore she gets to get the ksuva. And Beis Hillel would say no. It's only a written that right now I'm still the muksak, I didn't pay it out. And therefore it still belongs to me. So therefore the point being here, that's what reserving rights. Many different debates between Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai in all different realms. And the question is, Beis Shammai says you go by Rov Geshami, you go by potential. Beis Hillel says no, when it's the staff stops growing. And we had many machokism, havdola, do you go by the original age in singular, you go by practical, you have many different colors now. You have the machokis, at what point does it become from a balchai, a fish, to food, from makabal tuma? And we have the Chanukah machokis. Right now the potential for the miracle was 8 days, and then tomorrow the potential is only 7, so you go from 8 to 1, or do you go from 1 to 8, and in general, it's a machlokes. So, Beis Shammai, whether Shamayim or Aretz were created first. So, Beis Shammai says Shamayim, and Beis Hillel says Aretz. And it doesn't mean physically the ground, it means Shamayim means the spiritual, and Aretz means the physical. So, Beis Shammai is always in potential, and therefore, they're always looking down to the core. Well, Beis Hillel is looking at the pragmatics, and that's why. So Beis Hillel says it's the new year for trees on Rosh Chodesh Shvat, because now Rov Geshamim have fallen. Well, Beis Hillel says no, it's true Rov Geshamim has fallen, but until the stops growing in the tree, it's not considered Rosh Hashanah Le'ilanos.